It's called chronic wasting disease, or CWD for short. And in Illinois, it infects white-tailed deer, and officials are very concerned.
Chronic wasting disease is very unique.
That's Doug Dufford, Illinois Wildlife Disease Program Manager.
It's caused by a prion. A prion is basically just an infectious protein that is not a living entity like we think of with its own DNA, such as a bacteria or a virus. It's actually just a protein that's shaped in such a way that it causes other proteins to undergo the same change in shape. And as these proteins build up in the body, the function of the tissues that they're located in starts to diminish. In the case of these prions, they build up within the nervous tissue, primarily the brain and spinal column, as well as the lymphatic system. So as they build up within the animal's body, they pretty much interfere with the normal functions, and eventually the animal starts to lose weight. It becomes on alert, and it can be salivating heavily. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition in a deer. The disease is known to be 100% fatal. There's never been an instance where a deer known to have CWD has survived it. So it's a serious condition.
One problem with the disease is that sometimes a deer hunter may not know that a deer he's taken is infected.
Most animals that have CWD look perfectly normal. So the disease is a very slow progressing disease within the animal. It takes a year and a half to 2 years from the point of infection to the point that the animal will die of chronic wasting disease. And they physically, the animals look perfectly healthy up until the last few weeks or months of that process. So there's really no way to know whether an animal has the disease without testing. And so we strongly recommend that in areas where they can, that they get these animals tested. The Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization have made recommendations regarding chronic wasting disease and deer, and they strongly encourage hunters in CWD areas to have their deer tested. And they do not recommend that anyone eat an animal, consume venison from a deer that is known to be positive with chronic wasting.
White-tailed deer are not the only animals that can have the disease.
Probably the most common one that we think of is the scrapie that occurs in sheep. Also in cattle, there have been instances where there's a prion disease called mad cow, or more technically known as the bovine encephalopathy.
And while fairly new to deer in Illinois, chronic wasting disease is nothing new.
Disease was first described in the early 70s in the Rocky Mountain West. It wasn't transmitted, or it didn't show up in the Midwest until 2002, when the Wisconsin DNR picked up a positive animal near Dodgeville, Wisconsin. Shortly thereafter, we detected our first infected animal near Rockford, Illinois. So the Illinois infection began in around 2002. Since that time, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has been working very aggressively to try to minimize the spread of the disease and keep infection levels as low as possible.
Can we get the disease?
Never been a case where humans have detected or have developed CWD-like symptoms.
Dufford wants to make clear that the heat from cooking deer meat, which does have the disease, does not kill it.
These prions maintain their infectivity up to 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit. So cooking does not render the prion ineffective. But these prion diseases, at least as what we know now, seem to be pretty species specific. The chronic wasting disease is known to occur in the group of animals called the Cervidae. So these animals include moose, reindeer, elk, and the white-tailed deer, as well as the mule deer.
Scientists studying the disease in other states have observed one alarming statistic.
Chronic wasting disease has been observed in the Rocky Mountain West since the 70s. And in some parts of Wyoming, they've documented infection rates in excess of 60%. So more than every other animal is infected. They also have documented the fact that chronic wasting disease will kill 20% of the population annually, and they're predicting local extinction of deer due to chronic wasting disease in a period of 40 to 50 years. So the long-term aspects for deer populations is very dire if allowed to go uncontrolled.
And Dufford says that so far CWD is not present statewide.
We've not detected chronic wasting disease in Illinois in the southern two-thirds of the state. However, the Missouri Department of Conservation has been doing surveillance and did pick up, detected the infected deer on their side of the Mississippi River near Randolph County.
And with deer season starting in less than a month, the IDNR is wanting to help arm hunters with information.
We'll be having two meetings in Randolph County on September 18th at St. John's Lutheran Church in Chester. We'll be having a meeting geared towards folks, particularly landowners on the Kaskaskia Island. Kaskaskia Island is immediately adjacent to some of the positive deer detections that the Missouri Department of Conservation has documented. And so we want to inform those landowners, but then also anybody in the Chester area or in Randolph or who's interested, encouraged to come to that meeting. We'll have a similar meeting on September 19th at the World Shooting and Recreational Complex at Sparta, Illinois. Both meetings will start at 7 o'clock. We'll talk about chronic wasting disease, what it is, how it's behaved in other states and in Illinois. We'll talk about our Illinois Department of Natural Resources CWD management program and be available to answer questions.
That's Doug Dufford, Illinois Wildlife Disease Program Manager, and he was talking about the latest efforts to get the word out about the spread of chronic wasting disease in white-tailed deer in Illinois. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.